Arizona is getting a new state park. The state budget for the upcoming fiscal year includes $4 million for the property called Rockin' River Ranch, which the state bought nearly a decade ago. And tonight, state parks officials will hold an open house in Camp Verde to take public input on the project. Sue Black joins me to talk more about this new park. She's the executive director for Arizona State Parks. And Sue, tell me about this new addition to the system.
Well, first of all, it's just absolutely beautiful. So it's in Camp Verde. So as you go up I-17, you just, you know, when you go up the hill and then you come down the big hill, when you see the Verde River Greenway. So for those of you that don't know the area, when you look down where you're looking at Camp Verde and then you can see Cottonwood and Sedona, it's that whole green riparian area through there. So the property itself is about 208 acres. It was purchased in, I believe, 2008 or 9, and it's got the Forest Service property adjacent to it and a nature conservancy, but it's nestled between the Verde River and the mountains on the other side. I'll tell you, it is just gorgeous.
So what kinds of development do you need to put in there?
You know, you have to do your, you know, your, as we call it, the horizontal water, sewer, electric, you know, those types of utilities. And that'll take up quite a chunk of the money. The road, we're talking about, what does that look like? But again, after that, it's really going to be the primitive camping. We're going to put some cabins in there. At least that's what we're proposing to do. And then group camp areas for the Boy Scouts and different groups, because I think people like to really do a lot of group camping as opposed to the individual RV site things. And then we have to look at all the buildings that are on the property. Some of them might be on the historic register, you know, or eligible for that. And some of them just need to be torn down. And then once we figure out now, what are we going to do with them? So that'll be a lot of the listening, if you will. But then I see a whole cool trail system for all of the, like I said, the riparian areas and people just wanting to take in the river, but also the bird watching, the connection. That's what we have to figure out, is how do you get to the Nature Conservancy property? And then also, how do you get over to the Forest Service property? So if people want to bring their horse to the park and then get across and get on those trails, I think those connectors are really important as well.
We hear so much about how state parks are so important to the communities in which they are, especially in rural parts of the state, big economic drivers. What do you think Rockin' River Ranch might mean for Camp Verde and sort of the surrounding area?
A lot. You know, when I work with Steve Ayers, he's the city manager up there, the economic development, talking to the mayor. We actually had wanted this to happen last year, but we were just kind of, you know, getting our finances in order, if you will, in order to afford it. But it's everything. You know, when you look at the economic engine that the parks bring to the state, I think that's when 2008 and 9, you know, when everything kind of happened, with the economy and such, that's where I see the local communities really rallied around, oh, no, you can't close that state park. That's like the kiss of death, you know. I don't mean to say it that way, but you know what, it really would be a major hit.
You referenced 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. when the economy went south, and there were a lot of problems with state parks. Some had trouble staying open, and some started working with communities or counties that they are in to basically keep the gates open.
Right.
Do you anticipate a similar kind of relationship here, where the Camp Verde community is in some way financially supporting Rockin' River Ranch?
I don't think they'll financially support it. I think that we'll do that independently, but if they want to partner with us in any way, just even the marketing of it. You know, I want to connect Rockin' River Ranch with Fort Verde State Park as well, because that historic park is there. And traditionally, historic parks don't make that much money. But obviously, we need to protect them for future generations. But yeah, I see us working together quite a bit. In fact, the conversations when the money was actually appropriated to us, that, between all of the local community players, if you will, we're super excited.
Given the location of Rockin' River Ranch, given sort of the newness and the amenities that you're planning to have there, do you have an estimate or a ballpark target of how much money you would like this park to bring in?
Well, I'd like it to be self-sustaining. I mean, that's rule number one, is that the expenditures need to match the revenues, you know. But we do a, you know, return on investment. And so we did a small business plan, but it was all preliminary based on what's really going to be out there. And again, you don't want to come in and put 300 cabins and go, oh, look at all the money we can make, and then you ruin the park. So you just have to find that sweet spot, if you will, and go from there. So we're in the phase of figuring out where those revenue streams are going to come from, and will it be self-sustaining?
Now, the $4 million that was appropriated, is that all you need to do what you need to do there, or will it cost more or less than $4 million to sort of get it ready? Obviously, depending on what you ultimately do there based on what you hear from folks. But
right.
what is the target budget for how much money you think you might need to spend there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the ultimate, does program drive budget, or does the budget drive the program? You know, and you could look at this from either direction. But what I'm telling everybody is there's only $4 million, you guys. That's it. So I'm sure we could put seven into it. But I think that I'd like to take smaller steps. Let's get the thing open. Let's put in some of the infrastructure that we need, and then somewhat let it evolve as we move forward with the growth of it.
Sue Black is the executive director of Arizona State Parks. Sue, thanks for coming in.
Excellent. Thank you.